afternoon and evening, and our first game today, Farming and Spring Hill. As Spring Hill has taken to the field already, Don Heinen, our starting lineup's introduced, and so with that, let's take a look at those starting lineups.
Okay, Randy, Spring Hill will be the home team today, won't they? So I will give you Farming's lineup first here. Leading out for Farming, playing shortstop, be Tyler Foray, batting second. The designated hitter today, Taylor Schrader. Batting third and pitching today would be Kyle Zierden. Batting fourth, doing the catching today would be Cody Foray. Batting fifth, playing first base would be Brad Mergen. Batting sixth, third baseman Ethan Nevertrell. Batting seventh, the right fielder Aaron Eich. Batting eighth, playing second base, Mitchell Thielen. Batting ninth, playing left field will be Eric Schmidt. And playing center field today will be Austin Arsenault. For the Spring Hill Chargers, leading off, playing second base will be Eric Terrace. Doing the catching today will be Nathan Terrace, batting second. Batting third, Jamie Terrace, playing shortstop. Batting fourth, playing first base, Eric Schoenberg. Batting fifth, playing center field, Austin Schoenberg. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Anthony Reverman. Batting seventh, the designated hitter today will be Carter Cheetah. Batting eighth, playing left field will be Brett Terrace. Batting ninth, playing right field will be Owen Meyer. And doing the pitching today will be the draftee from the Greenwald Cubs, Tyler Bragelman. That's your starting lineups for today's game.
All right, thank you, Don. Stay tuned for our post-game show this evening. We will name your Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. That player receives a $10 gift certificate that they can use over at either Albany or Richmond A&W. Our game also broadcast on AM 1150, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2. And on our stream at mychasm.com. Of course, that's an option for you. We encourage you to come to Schlaper Brothers Field and take in the game personally. Nothing better than sitting in the stands, watching a ball game, enjoying a hot dog or burger and your favorite beverage.
We can vouch for them all. So we've tried them, and they're all good. So take our word for it.
Our Region 15C broadcast brought to you by our Region sponsors. We'll get to that fine list of sponsors throughout our game today. We're ready to go. Taylor Foray steps into the box, facing Tyler Bragelman at the first pitch from the left-hander in the strike call, 0-1. Foray, Tyler Schrader, and Kyle Zierden will bat against the left-hander Bragelman. Bragelman, a draftee from Greenwald. Here's a ground ball to second. Eric Karras gobbles it up over to first. 4-3 in the put-out of Foray.
I think that's the first action that any draftee has seen so far in the first, this is our seventh game now. So
there were seven draftees amongst the eight teams, and so on Elimination Sunday, we're seeing the first one.
Yes, we are.
There's Tyler Schrader. He is the DH today for the Farming Flames. Tyler, a ground ball to first. Right there is Eric Schoenberg. He'll run it to the bag. The unassisted putout for the Charger first baseman.
Nice Sunday hop over there for first baseman.
Two down, and Kyle Zierden to the plate.
The pitcher, number 23, Kyle Zierden.
Kyle will get the ball today for Dale Schrader and his squad. And he swings and misses strike one. 0-1 the count. Zierden back in the box. The lefty against lefty. Time called by Zierden as he steps out of the batter's box. Kyle uses the bare hands on that wood bat, and last night we saw him loft the bat down the right field line over the first base coach box. just about where Jeff Mergen's standing now, about 30 feet from the box down the right field line yet.
You were telling Jeff last night, don't you need to stay in the box?
0-2 the count. Zierden takes outside a ball, 1-2. And Jeff said, you know, I don't move as quick as I used to. So
I said, if you'd have been in the coach's box, it would have went right over your head.
One ball, two strikes, and a swing and a miss. Zierden's out on strikes, and Bragelman retires the Flames here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Half an inning, it's Farming nothing. Spring Hill coming to bat. Region 15C baseball action back in a minute. You're on
the season finale of your favorite show was on TV tonight. You forgot to hit record on your DVR, and you've already left the house for work. Maybe you forgot to DVR the big ball game that's on TV tonight, but you just dropped the kids off at school. Or your favorite TV series is airing at another time than it's normally scheduled on your DVR. No problem. With the Manage My TV app from Albany Mutual Telephone, you can manage your TV recording from your smartphone. You won't miss a thing. The best part, it's free with your digital TV service. Call us today, 320-845-2101. At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Stang, Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes. Your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Your dynamic duo, Don and Randy, back with you here in Farming, Schlaper Brothers Field, our third game of the day. Earlier today, Don, can you remember the scores? Our first game today.
You would have to put me on the spot. Richmond 6-3 over St. Martin. You know, and I didn't write the last score down.
Well, it was 2-1.
2-1.
Al Rosa beats Lake Henry 2-1.
Just give this guy a little test every once in a while. Just got to keep him honest.
Oh, you should remind me to write these scores down, so.
Here's Eric Terrace facing the left-hander Kyle Dearden.
I'm more worried about what's happening next week already here than we are today, so.
Terrace takes the pitch from Dearden, the ball 1-0. There's a strike, and one ball, one strike. Terrace. Dearden's pitch is a strike called, and one ball, two strikes. Kyle Dearden, big, tall kid, delivers inside a ball, and two balls, two strikes now. Two and two. I believe that's Pat Schumer behind home plate. He's got the plate today. Pat Schumer.
Todd Norman
on the base path. Terrace lines it to Ferre at short. Caught in the air there by Taylor. And one out. Boy, Eric Terrace went down to get that pitch.
Yeah, he did. He picked that one off the ground almost. Did a sharp line drive. I've seen Betty Estar sitting under the tarp over there before.
Thanks to Mary Heinen.
He was relaxing.
A line out to shortstop. And here's Nathan Terrace, of course, Buddy Ostendorf, he's getting ready for the next game. That's New Munich.
Correct.
And Meyer Grove. Buddy, a diehard Chasm fan and loves baseball, played the game. Always so nice to us.
You bet.
Two outs, no strikes to Nathan Terrace. Jamie Terrace on deck. Al Dearden's pitch a little bit inside in the count 3-0 to Terrace. Cody Forabes behind the plate. Ethan Navargill over at third base. Taylor Ferre at short. At second base for the Flames today, it's Mitchell Keelan at first base. We have Brad Mergen. Nathan Terrace will draw a walk. And I'll bring Jamie Terrace to the plate. In the left field for Farming this afternoon, Eric Schmidt. In center field, Austin Arsenal. And out in right field, it's Aaron Hank. Jamie Terrace had a good game yesterday. The Chargers lost to Lake Henry, had a couple hits. Pitches the ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Nathan Terrace leads from first, Brad Mergen holding him there. Kyle Dearden comes home, there's strike called in 1-1.
Talk a little bit about pitcher here tonight, Kyle Dearden. Last night we talked a little bit about him. He's kind of coming into his own here with, even with pitching, hitting the ball pretty well. It's on his control. I think he was a little bit a little bit lax on that part of it with the pitching part of it, but he's getting a little bit more chances to pitch in the morning. It seems to me he's just controlled a lot better.
Yeah. Terrace Fultz went out of play. The count 1-2 as Dearden delivers. Chopper foul down the third base line. Gordy Barton fields that in the third base coach box. Brandon Welly over at first base. One ball, two strikes. Dearden delivers. Terrace rips it to Navrigil. The one hopper at third. He picks it. Throw off the first and makes the play.
What a
Ethan Navrigil headed to the Babe Ruth championship this weekend, the coming weekend, and makes a big-time play at third.
What a good arm from third base. After he got up, he threw a strike to Brad Mergen over at first base. Beautiful play.
Yeah, took a hit away. So two outs on the play. Nathan Terrace goes to second. And here's Eric Schoenberg. First pitch to Eric. A ball 1-0. And the pitch from Zierden a little bit low and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Kyle Zierden on the mound. Delivers and Schoenberg a drive to right field. Air ninth there. Make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Chargers in the first. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on, though, the walk. And after one inning, Farming nothing, Spring Hill nothing. We're back in a minute on KASM.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Land O'Lakes, farmer-owned since 1921, produces the highest quality dairy products. We all enjoy a cold glass of milk, ice cream on a hot day, cheese on our pizzas, string cheese, butter for the bread and baking, and so many more fresh dairy products we all love. Land O'Lakes roots run deep in Minnesota, and they are committed to supporting the hometown teams. Land O'Lakes wishes the best to all area teams and is a proud sponsor of Dick Putz on KASM.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Randy and Don back with you in Farming. Tyler Bregelman finishing his warm-up tosses, no score. Farming and Spring Hill. Farming has played two games here, and they've been the visitor both times on their home field.
They have. Well, they hope that fares a little better this day than it did last night for them. Struggled a little bit toughly last night with giving up a lot of walks.
Cody Foray will lead it off. Brad Mergen and Ethan Navrigil, the scheduled hitters here in the second. Tyler Bregelman, big tall lefty, delivers, and Cody follows this one back and out of play. Count 0-1. Tyler Bregelman was part of that state championship basketball team a number of years back. The Melrose Dutchman won that high school basketball championship. Big part of that team. Here's a single by Foray to left field.
First baseman, number 15, Brad Mergen.
I bring Brad Mergen to the plate. Brad started last night's ball game. As he bats here in the second. And a foul tip into the mid of Nathan Terrace, strike one. Oh, won the count. Tyler Bregelman, I think, as a young kid, Don, maybe the first time he's been drafted, I would imagine. Working with a veteran catcher like Nathan Terrace has got to be helpful.
I haven't heard of him until this year, really. Be one of his first years playing with Greenwald. Maybe
there's like four Tylers on the Greenwald team.
Okay.
Foray goes on the pitch. It blowing outside, and Nathan Terrace can't glove it, so Cody Ferre is safe at second.
He said it was a foul ball.
I know. I don't know if the Terrace boys were kidding with him over there or what, but Cody gets the stolen base. And Brad Mergen has a count of 2 balls and a strike, which is high, and 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Bragaman ready again. Comes home and ball four. Mergen's going to walk. So after a 1-2-3 first inning, Tyler Bragaman struggling a little bit here in the second. There's Ethan Navratil. Dale Schrader's going to go over some signs with Ethan just so he understands what's going on. Ethan was able to get his ball games in during the regular season. Kid's only going to be a sophomore this fall.
Wow.
Big, tall kid already. Played some, got some varsity at-bats for Albany as an eighth grader, and played this year as a freshman.
That's something. You know, these young guys like that, huh?
Yeah. So matured.
Yes. I know we started at a young age, too, but...
Don, I told you before, I didn't shave till I was 25.
Then I was, what, once a year?
Yeah, for a long time.
You just used soap in that, right?
Yeah. Now we're just swings and misses, strike one.
Remember, as a kid, you know, when you watched your dad shave, you'd always wanted to shave, you know, and you'd ask him, can I use that? Can I use it? Well, they take the razor out
yeah.
so you don't kill yourself.
That's right.
You'd shave with some soap water on your face.
Hauled at the plate by Ethan and the count 0-2. Maybe Dale Schrader would put a bunt sign on here for Navratil in the second inning. Nothing going there. 0-2 the count to the young third baseman. The pitch is outside a ball in 1-2. On deck for Farming, it's Aaron Ike. Cody Ferre leads from second. Brad Mergen at first. Pitch and... Ethan Navratil takes outside a ball in 2-2. A little bit of a check swing there. I'm surprised Nathan Terrace didn't ask for appeal on that. 2-2 the count. Tyler Bragaman comes home. Just outside and the count full at 3-2.
Oh.
Some big takes there by Ethan. Very close pitches. 3-2. Bragaman's pitch. And Navratil, the ground ball to second. Eric Terrace throws to short, and it gets by Jamie Terrace. Cody Ferre doesn't stop, and he'll score. And the Flames take a 1-0 lead. That'll be a throwing error in Eric Terrace at second.
Might have been a little ill-advised at turning around, spinning like that. It's going to be a close play at second.
Regardless, yeah.
Yes.
So Mergen is on second, Ethan Navratil on first on the air. One run in, still nobody out. Here's Aaron Ike. The pitch to Aaron is high for a ball, 1-0. It's O'Keelan on deck for the Flames. The pitch by Bregelman. High for a ball and 2-0. That flag ever so slightly. It's maybe waving out there. Not a lot of wind. Ike the ground ball to third. Reverman goes to second for one. The relay to first. That's a 5-4-3 double play. And
nice
Brad
turn.
Mergen ends up on third. You know, Anthony Reverman thought about running to third at first, and then he said, hey, we can turn it here.
Yes, he can. You know, that was probably a smart move on his part there. And turned it beautifully.
So two outs, Brad Mergen to third, and Mitchell Thielen to the plate. And the pitch of ball, 1-0. One over the count to Thielen. Bragaman's pitch a little bit low, and 2-0. no strikes. Bregelman bounces this one up to the plate, and 3-0. Eric Schmidt, the number 9 hitter on deck. Kimball beat St. Joe today 2-0 in Region 11C. So a couple shutouts. It was Luxembourg over Foley 5-0 and Kimball over St. Joe 2-0. Cold Spring Rockies, they're playing against Clear Lake now. Pitches a strike call to Thielen and 3-1. And one more game there tonight. The Sartell Muskies will be playing Pearl Lake. That's inside ball 4 and Thielen will walk. Eric Schmidt to the plate. At the left fielder, Dale Schrader going through some signs. Schmidt into the batter's box. And Bregelman's pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. And now Gordy Barton wants to go out and have a word with his pitcher. Terrace, Gordy Barton, that infield going to come in and talk to Tyler on the mound. Riverman will come over there too. With first and third and a 1-0 count, good opportunity here for a hit and run. This is an elimination game. You're in 15C, so you can't mess around.
No, you can't. No, you gotta. You don't want to let this get out of hand early.
Farming leading 1-0, scoring a run here in the inning, and Schmidt will take a strike called and 1-1. 1-1. Eric back into the box. And Bregelman's pitch, and Schmidt drives it to left field. That's hit well. Harris chasing. He's not going to get it. It's going to score 1. Thielen to third. Schmidt to second with a double. And 2-0. Farming. Eric Schmidt one hops it off the fence.
Ooh, got a hold of that one. It got that up a little bit. That's gone, isn't it?
It is. That'll bring the top of the order and Taylor Parade to the plate. So two on, two out, two runs in here in the second. Bregelman's pitch to Paray, inside a ball, 1-0. Paray, the seventh man to bat against Tyler Bregelman. The left-hander's pitch, and Paray drives it to center field, giving chase Austin Schoenberg, and he catches up to it, makes the catch for the out, and that'll end Farming's second inning. They come up with 2 runs on 1-2 hits. There was 1 error and 2 left on base. We played an inning and a half, Farming 2 and Spring Hill nothing. Back with more baseball in a minute on KFM.
Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking wishes the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.
For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6, and if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Region 15C Baseball on KASM, brought to you by the Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Catch Park of Rural Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank with a branch in Richmond, Sportsman's Den of Blake Henry, Stony Creek Dairy, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Kotzer Excavating in Albany, Virgil's Big Arena, South of Farming, and the fine folks over at Kramer Lumber, True Value in Melrose. Taking the first pitch is Austin Schoenberg. He pops it up over to second. Thielen grabs it for the out.
Number one,
Anthony Riverman steps up to the plate. Anthony, the third baseman, and takes the first pitch, a foul. Now the third baseline, 0-1.
Guys go up there hacking, don't they, Spring Hill hitters?
They are aggressive. Want to get to Kyle Jordan early in the count. Here's a shot to second, peeling up with it. Over to first, 4-3 put out of Riverman.
I think you should have been a catcher, Randy.
I look back at my career and I should have been.
I really do.
I wanted to be, but, you know, back in fourth grade, I was a catcher in Little League. Here's Carter Cheetah at the plate.
You know,
and I played with fifth, sixth, and seventh graders, and they made me a catcher in fourth grade. And I sprained my thumb on that gloved hand because that catcher's mitt was way too big.
Right.
And I bent it back. Yeah. And I always had a sore spot for that thumb.
And that's why you didn't catch.
I wanted to be a catcher. But,
oh, come on.
But it always, I would sprain that every once in a while. Just catching, yeah.
But you know, if you wouldn't have had a parlor when you had cows,
yeah,
and you'd have been squatting and milking, you could have been a better catcher.
That's true.
You know, you would have been in shape for catching. This way you pretty much stood and milked, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. So there you go. That took care of your catching.
One ball, two strikes to count to Carter Cheetah.
Well, I think it would have helped you. At least your dream would have been fulfilled.
That's true. Yeah. That is true. Cheetah takes the ball outside and the count 2-2.
I would have really liked to have been around if that would have happened, though. And I think I would have been.
Cheetah ground ball to third. Navarchil charges it. And across the diamond, nice play. 5-3 in the put out of Cheetah, and that'll do it for Spring Hill in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. After two, Farming 2, Spring Hill nothing. We're back with more baseball in a minute on KAFN.
Notch Manufacturing in Lake Henry wishes the best to all area teams. They are currently looking for welders, painters, and general laborers to join their team. These are full-time positions where pay is based on experience and work ethic. Notch Manufacturing offers paid insurance, holidays, vacation, and a match IRA. Apply in person at Notch Manufacturing, located on State Highway 4 in Lake Henry. A new career awaits you. Locally owned and operated and a clean place to work. Phone 320-243-7248 for more information.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts like John, Lauren, Nathan, and Chad a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Kazan.
Here we go. Top of the third inning. Tyler Schrader leads it off. We had Tyler up in the press box earlier today. He was running the scoreboard, and he foul tips it at the plate. The count at 0-1 to Tyler. But he was telling us about the finger injury he got this week at work, where he cut his, I don't know if it was the middle finger or the index finger, but straight down the finger, not across, but straight down, and he said they glued it. And so last night in the ball game, what's going on here? They're all shaking hands.
Umpire got one off the mask.
If they're doing a concussion test. Or the home plate umpire.
How many fingers?
Yeah, yeah. Tyler Schrader said, though, they glued that finger together and it came apart last night during the game against El Rosa. So he's pretty much limited to hitting. He said, I can't pitch. There's a strike call to Schrader and 0-2. The ball's two strikes. Tyler Bragelman delivers and Schrader follows it over our heads.
The other thing I'd like to see you do yet before this region is over, Randy, I see that nice slide out there behind the scoreboard in center field. want you to slide down that.
Let me see.
Do you see it?
I do.
Yeah, I think you'd be...
That's the old-fashioned slide.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one where you don't get a shotgun when you slide down. Those plastic ones you get shocked on.
Yeah.
1-2 the count to Schrader. Kyle Bregman delivers blown away and 2-2. That's when we were at the Stearns County Fair this last week, and there was a slide right across from our booth, and I so wanted to go on that slide, but I get shocks when I go down those.
I think that their ones, I think it would hurt you.
An old metal one, yeah. Schrader swings and misses. Strike 3.
See, one of the kids go down it before. It looks like kind of a high one, so I think you'd be... Yeah, I'd probably have to get people on each side of it. Make sure you don't fall off.
That might make 10 o'clock news. Here's Kyle Zierden. Tyler Bregman, his pitch on the way. Zierden swings and misses strike 1. 0-1 the count. Earlier today, Richmond beat St. Martin 6-3, and El Rosa beat Lake Henry 2-1. Zierden slams one foul off the road into the alfalfa field as Meyer Grove is walking up to the park here.
They're a little hesitant to going in there, but
that's right. Going to go retrieve a baseball. Zierden behind him the count, 0-2. One out, no one on for Farming in the third. They lead 2-0. That's high and tight and just about grazed Zierden on the arm.
Okay, now they were standing right where it went in, and they're not finding it real well. Oh, there he did, I think.
There he's got the baseball. One ball, two strikes. Bregman, for whatever reason.
Zierden called time, didn't he?
Oh, that's what it was. Time called by Kyle Zierden as he stepped out of the batter's box. And a swing and a miss on the Bregman breaking ball. Zierden's out at strike.
Nice pitch by Tyler. That was,
I mean, beautiful. Zierden didn't get closer than a foot to it, did he? I mean,
I don't think so.
He missed that by a lot. Big breaking ball. So back-to-back strikeouts for Tyler Bregman and Cody Ferreira to the plate. Cody started things off in the second inning when Farming scored their two runs. He's 1-for-1 this afternoon. And the pitch just missing inside, ball 1. Now look at where all these baseball parks have come, this Farming Flames field. I remember coming here, and we just didn't like playing on the infield. It was so rough.
Yeah, it was.
So rough, and then it really went downhill in right field. And Ferreira falls one into the mid-up terrace, 1-1. And they've done such a great job getting this in region playing condition, and they also put a bid in for the state tournament. They did not get it with Cold Spring and Watkins. But that will be attempted again, I'm sure. Here's Ferreira swinging and a base hit up the middle.
Well, you know, we've been to a lot of state baseball games in our life, and we've seen some beautiful parks, and we've seen parks that are being built around here now that are being maintained. You look at Fainesville facility now with the new grandstand, and you look at a couple other baseball parks in the area.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, there's so many of the Stearns County League that aren't that far away from being state-ready parks.
No, you look at where we were last year in Hamburg and Green Isle and Norwood. I mean, we've got parks like all of them.
We're
real
close. You got to add a few things maybe here and there just for seeding, but I just read an article in Joe Schlipper Field down in Shakopee, and I think they said now they got seating approximately up to like 800 people, I think it is now. So, and I think they did use some of the old Metrodome seats in that park also.
They did. Here's a throw to first, and Ferreira back safely. Brad Morgan at the plate to count 0-1.
Very interested to see what that park looks like.
Yeah, and New Prague has totally revamped their park, so I'm looking forward to that. Morgan late on that pitch and strike 2.
And the other backup is Jordan, isn't it?
Jordan, and they'll utilize that park. They're going to utilize all three parks, though, I believe, going forward for Class B and C. Tyler Bregman throw to first, and Ferreira back safely. 2-0 Farming here in the top of the third. Mergen batting with two outs. And that one just about threw out my left shoulder there. Comes back.
You're coming in my lap.
I just about did. 0-2. Balls, two strikes. I think if I just have my glove with, I'd feel a lot safer.
You know.
Pitch on the outside corner, and Mergen gets rung up on strikes. Four Farming, no runs, a hit, no errors, one left on base. We play 2.5, Farming 2, and Spring Hill nothing. More baseball to come in a minute on KASM.
Pev's Pork in Spring Hill is known all over central Minnesota for their excellent pork products. And you'll find their delicious pork products in fine stores all over central Minnesota. Check out the sausage, baby back ribs, pork chops, seasoned pork patties, bacon, breakfast sausage, ham, and more. Pork has low in cholesterol, so fill the freezer. Call Pep's Pork at 987-3368 or online at pepspork.com. Pep's Pork in Spring Hill and in stores all over central Minnesota.
The Rambo slogan, "We're in the business of making you look good," has two meanings. First, they make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Second, they make you look good to your boss, your employees, your customers, because you picked Rambo as your promotional and identity product supplier. At Rambo, they control how your order gets done, when it gets done, and where it's delivered. They are able to do this because at Rambo, all aspects of the embroidery and screen print process are done in-house. Rambo New London. Visit us online at www.rambo.com.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.